Today, I've got a very special returning guest. He is Councillor Simon Evans. Welcome, Simon.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's great to be back again.
Well, as an awful lot has happened since we last spoke, I think it was maybe March time. It must seem even more for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously in March when we came and saw you, it was the beginning of the local election campaign, which is now completed. And we won 53 seats in Lancashire, which is beyond anybody's expectation, from Nigel down to everyone else. We never expected to win that many seats. So we've got an overriding majority and control Lancashire County Council. And I've now been installed as the deputy leader of Lancashire County Council. I've packed in my job. I'm doing this full time, so that's a big change. And I'm also cabinet leader for children and families. And we have a huge job to do. But we have a fantastic team. I mean, seriously fantastic team of 53 councillors.
Yeah. Of the four people who I interviewed back then, there was yourself, there was Ella Worthington, Ellis and Ricky Edwards, I think it was. Now, of those four, two were elected and two weren't.
Three were.
Three.
Okay. Ella Worthington, Councillor Worthington, Councillor Swales, Nigel Swales, and now Councillor Richard Edwards. Only Ellis that came very close, but just got pipped. But yeah.
Well, that's good. That's even better.
So it was only
Ellis we missed then.
Yeah. So in West Lancashire, there's eight seats in total. There was a strange anomaly where one of those seats was managed in Southport, although it's West Lancashire. So we campaigned in seven seats and we won five of those seven.
Good. That's excellent. Yeah. And was there any logic to why we were winning in one ward but not in another? Is it just to do with the makeups of the ward, or was it anything that people were doing on the ground?
No, I think it was just the makeup of the ward. The one that we didn't win was West Lancashire North, which is a very rural county. Ward. I'll get my words right eventually. It was always a very strong Tory seat and remains so. But Ellis ran him incredibly close. And I think if it were held in the year's time or so, it may well fall down to us again.
Was he terribly disappointed, tell me?
He was disappointed. You're going to be disappointed. But he took it so well. He's been very positive and he's now very involved with the branch, and Ellis will be back, and Ellis will be, I have absolutely no doubts, a talented young man. He'll be elected shortly at some stage.
Yeah, he's young enough to make a comeback, isn't he?
No, yeah, he's not like us old ones, yeah. But, I mean, it feels like years ago now, but it was only 5 weeks ago or so, and it was just an astounding win. I will never forget people's faces in Burscough Sports Centre where they held the counts, and watching their faces as the returning officer kept saying reform, 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 and some people stormed out. I mean,
well, really? I was going to ask you what the reaction from your opponents had been.
Storming out, it was lovely. I will never forget that picture.
It's not only the people of Lancashire. The results, both in Lancashire but elsewhere, a warm smile on every reform supporter's face, I think.
I mean, ten councils overall control. I mean, the beginning of the election, we think if we get one or two, that would be just unbelievable. Ten. We've also got four others where we're the largest party. And that may change because there'll be defections and so on and so forth. So some things might become. Two mayors, and a new MP as well. I mean, can you imagine if we'd had the other ones as well that were cancelled from Essex and all over the place, which were our favourite ones? These were our least favourite seats. So, you know, I mean, just absolutely stunning. So we've gone from what people would say, I never thought it was, a party of protest to a party of power. And it is a different dynamic, but my God, we can start doing these reform things now. It's fantastic. It really is.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, in some ways, it's maybe it was well that we didn't have too many, win too many councils altogether, because at least with 10, it gives you a chance to be controlled and it gives head office a chance to control things in the way it develops. Is that right?
And we are doing. We're working very collaboratively with the other 9 councils. I've got to know more councillors, more leaders, more deputy leaders than I've ever known in my life. But also, you know, the party HQ are working incredibly hard. They've got these task forces looking at specific areas, potholes, immigration, housing, all different areas that we're all things we've stood for. And they've got these task forces, which is full of experts that are working hand in glove with us. I mean, the future just looks bright. The future looks turquoise.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's the first time that a Reform UK has ever had its hand on any lever of power, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just so important, because what we do with it now will be so closely monitored by both our supporters, but also by our opponents. And they'll be looking for any slip, any chance to diss us.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we haven't got many opponents in Lancashire. We've got about 20 on, I think, of them. So, but you're absolutely right. I mean, what we're doing basically is we're running a small country. That's the way I look at these 10 local authorities. And people will judge us about how we'll do this nationwide when we come into power, which we're going to in 28 or 29, whenever the election is. But it's a huge responsibility. You do feel that. You do really, as you get into this position and start working and work very closely with our leader, Stephen Atkinson, and all the other councillors, and you do realise that there's a real responsibility on our shoulders to deliver and deliver properly. And I'm really pleased that Stephen's our leader, because he's very measured, very experienced, knows what he's doing, because he ran Ribble. He was leader of Ribble Council before, so he's got that experience. But he got me, a young upstart, who's kind of learning the ropes.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Stephen on TV a couple of times, and he seems very good.
Yeah,
very focused.
Yeah, he is 100%. And and the fact that the majority of us, we've got 53 councillors, 3 of them have been councillors before, 50 haven't, and that gets thrown at you in the chamber and in meetings and so on and so forth. Oh, you don't know, you reformers, and someone said the other day, you reform, you better learn quickly how to do things, because we're going to be holding you to account. Well, I've been to lots of meetings. I know how to go to a meeting. but what really I think is refreshing is, one, we can't be held account for the mess that Labour and Tory have made in Lancashire and across the country for the last 100 years. It's been them that have caused the problems, not us. So we're fixing their problems that they've made.
Simon, you're not going to tell me you've inherited a black hole, are you?
No. Well, we probably have, but we're not going to bleat on about it if we have even. You know, we'll just fix it. but also, because we've got so many new councillors, new faces, do you know what? They come at this with a completely different skill set, with a completely different vision. They come with real experience. And I've got to tell you, this is the best group of people I have worked with in my 40-odd years in work, whatever the job. And they really are very skilled people, and will blow the rest of them, actually blow their socks off. They really will.
Well, next time somebody comes to you and says, you better learn how to do things quickly because you've got no experience, just say to them, well, I've watched what you did with it, with your experience.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't particularly want to do the same the things that you, the way you did them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they keep saying things like, what's your budget going to be and how are you going to pay for all these things and so on and so forth. And I said, well, that's the wrong question. You were in for 20 years. Where was the budget that you messed up? Why would we take any lessons from you lot at all? You know, so
right.
it's true. Yeah, but no, it's we're working hard to build a relationship with the senior officers in Lancashire.
I was going to come on to that because I mean, we all know how councils work, don't we? Councils are run by the officials.
Yeah.
And what the officials are looking for is a bunch of supine councillors that they can get to rubber stamp their decisions.
Yeah.
And sometimes whether the decision's in the favour of the ratepayer or in the favour of the council official, it doesn't matter, that you just have to rubber stamp what they've decided.
Yeah.
That's how what councils work, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And our motto is if it's good for the resident of Lancashire, then we do it. Simple as that. And that's what we live in and die by. But we've been really welcomed. I've got to be honest, we've been really welcomed by the senior officers in Lancashire, and we have built and continue to build good relationships with them. This is week two, I think. So, you know, it really is early days. We're still finding out where the offices are.
But can these people really be on board with your agenda?
So far, pretty much, yes. I think they can. I mean, we met with the chief exec on the first few days, and he was telling us, he said, I'm actually excited to have reform in. I'm excited to, I'm ready for you to push me. I'm ready for new ideas. We've been trying to do things. So, you know, well, let's, and we take him at his word. But I can't, I'll be honest, I can't do anything but give them praise. They've been really good. They've been open.
Good.
They've been helpful and protective as well.
You have to establish good relationships with the officials. I see that. But on the other hand, I just cannot believe that they're not going to push back against some of the stuff that you want to do, because they, you know, it's not what they've been used to doing.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But the proof will be in the eating of the pudding. Because what we've decided to do is, first, let's build relationships. Let's get to know where we are and get to know how the systems work or don't work. Then we're going to start coming in with reform policies. We have to a degree already. We've got rid of climate change on cabinet, and we've changed it to rural affairs. Yeah, and we've changed that to rural affairs. Simple process. No one pushed back. No one was against it. So that's been useful. But we got tons more to do, you know, with equality and diversity with those who are coming next week to Lancashire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up and running already. So
I saw the thing that Zia pushed out after having done Kent the other day. It was very good, I thought.
We are here at County Hall in Kent. We've had a very productive meeting this morning where our newly formed Reform Doge team sat down with Lyndon Kamkaran, our outstanding leader of Kent County Council, our deputy, and the CEO here for the council. We've got a real plan that's come together now. There's going to be analysis of where taxpayer money is going. We've got some brilliant software engineers, data scientists, forensic auditors to look at where taxpayer money is going and where we find wasteful spending. That will be delivered to the elected officials here at County Hall so that they can make smart decisions to ensure that your money is spent on things that you want it spent on. We've already seen, for example, that road maintenance contracts, some of them are handed out for 27 years. Even space exploration contracts are not handed out for 27 years. So there's no reason for that whatsoever. We've seen many multi-million pound contracts handed out historically under the old administration with just one bidder. Even if you were calling a taxi to take you to the airport, you'd probably call more than one company for a quote. So one of the commitments that Reform UK has is that Reform elected officials will spend your taxpayer money as if it were their own. And a lot of the changes that we need to make are quite deep-rooted and structural, but you can sleep easy at night knowing there are competent people and there is now the will in the form of reform politicians to bring real change to this country.
We're here next week, let's see what happens. And we've had lots and lots of meetings with senior officers regarding that. They've been supportive, they've been open, they've looked after us. So, you know, I really can't complain. They've been great.
Mm.
So
you don't have to submit freedom of information requests anymore. You can just go and ask them to open a cabinet.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't have to reply to freedom of information requests as well, which is really nice.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about some of the things that we would like to do. I'm sure you would like to do, but I think we may find there's more resistance to actually achieving them than we think. I mean, you mentioned the climate thing there.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you can put a policy through to neutralise the climate change, but there's so much written into the Climate Act in terms of the public equality duties that you've got to abide by that you will inevitably leave yourself open to judicial review or legal challenge at some point.
It will, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, we've got legal counsel within the council, but also Reform Lancashire, if that's the right word. We've got our own solicitor lawyer who's working with us 24 hours a day, who's actually based within the team as well. So we're aware of that. We're aware that that's going to happen. Provisions have been put in place. You don't make a scrambled egg without cracking eggs. And that's what we're going to do. But I just think we're doing it in a measured way.
In almost everything you want to do, you're going to run up against these hurdles of the fact that you've got primary legislation, which has got its tentacles basically into everything. Yes. So you'll find that the same thing when you come to DEI and equality legislation. You know, you'll be constrained in what you're able to do in terms of you might be able to say our councillors aren't going to take diversity training. But you may not be able to cancel the diversity training for all the people in the council.
Right. So, we have to accept we can't do all things. We can't. You know, immigration, huge thing, and something every reformer is exercised about. There are things we can do in terms of HMOs, houses of multiple occupancy, and different things in action. But until we get that primary legislation with a reform government, because we're never going to get it with whatever Keir is, we can only affect that so far. And do you know what? We're just going to have to.
And I mean, if you do get the odd legal challenge somewhere along the line, it's not the end of the world.
No. And actually, a legal challenge might be good. We might win.
I wouldn't bet on that.
No, I'm not betting, but you know there are some battles that need to be had. And let's put it this way: we're in a lot better position, not just in Lancashire, but Reform, and now in a so much better position than we were 4 or 5 weeks ago. You know, people, and when I say people, I don't mean the public; I mean the professional people, the political elite. Kind of, you got to take it serious now. You know you have, because, all right, opinion polls are opinion polls, but we're tanking you. We're absolutely thrashing you. We're not beating you by a bit. I mean, we are slaughtering you. So have to take it serious now, and I think they are. The fact that Keir talks about Nigel Farage probably in his sleep now, kind of shows us that, you know, they're terrified. And I don't think they can stop. The momentum is just 100% with us. Mm. What's can I move and let me show you something? So I'm in my office.
Yes.
And I want to show you this. It's really amateurish. And I did it the other day. And I thought, I've got to remember, once amongst all the glory and the glitz of being in power, is those things that... why I stood in the first place, and I'm sure where most people stood, is I've kept them on my wall so I can, because you get pulled off into all sorts of memes, internal stuff, external stuff. Do you know what? That's what's important. DEI, grooming, frontline delivery for people, Lancashire residents, leading, not following. And those are the important things that we've got to keep focused on, because that's what's important to the proper people out there, the real people. And that's why they voted for us.
And tell me, what about council employees working from home? Is that one you're going to tackle?
I worked for a council I've worked for council for many years, and I did some working from home, not 5 days a week or whatever, but a few days here and there. I personally haven't got a big problem with it. If you can do your job once or twice a week from home, and from home is a bit of a misleading description. I worked from home when I was working in local authority. I did a work day last week working from home here. And I was out and about talking to people and going to meetings and so on. So I spent about an hour at home, you know what I mean? Just catching up on some emails and stuff like that. So a lot of jobs, if you have to do a bit of admin at home, but then you're going out and about and doing things, then that's fine. That's no problem. No big deal with it.
I'm aware of that,
at the moment.
I don't have a particular problem with it either, but it is important that you have metrics to be able to measure performance. Yeah. And that seems to be to me. I mean, I was speaking to David Burgess Joyce the other week, and he was saying that he asked the council why it was that when he was a councillor, why it was that 25% of the staff had not had their performance review.
Mm-hmm.
And he was told, well, they can't do it because we can't get them to come into the office.
Well, that's when it's got silly. That's when you've lost control of managing your business. I mean, I would say something there. You picked up on performance review. And as I said, I've worked for local authority. There's something I'm quite interested in, actually, is I had performance reviews year after year working for local authority. And you know what? They were the most pointless exercise I'd ever been through in my entire life because they were not connected to my salary. They were not connected to promotion or demotion. They were not connected to targets that meant something. They were just a chit-chat, and then they were put away for another year. So, that's something I'm interested in terms of, let's really give people performance reviews and actually performance targets and link it to their careers, their salaries, and so on and so forth. That's a whole different kettle of fish. I think you'd see a lot more people in the office if that was the case. It'd be quite refreshing for me. I come in to drive into the office every day of the week now.
Is it effectively a full-time job for you now?
Oh, it is a full-time job. I've packed in my other job.
Did you?
2 weeks ago, the Labour Council phoned me up and said, you can be today, after 10 years service, today can be your last day in this council. I said, sorry, I haven't put my notice in. They said, well, this is what we're telling you. So that's wrong, but I was happy to skip out the door.
I hope you're not getting a gold-plated pension, Simon.
Oh, you're joking. I wish. I tell you, if anyone wants to look into me, you look into my accounts, it'll be very, very quick and easy, and there won't be much to look at. I can tell you that for nothing. But no, it's so yes, I'm doing this full-time. As
good.
I think pretty much all the cabinet are.
Right.
Certainly the leadership are. It's a full-time gig for all, most of us, really.
Yeah, yeah, good.
And a privilege.
Brilliant. Well, look, I'm very grateful for you coming back on the podcast. I know you must be, as I say, extremely busy and so on. And it's just great to get some insight into what's actually happening.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody, all the viewers will be interested too.
You'll have to come over. You have to come over and visit.
I'd love to.
It's an
impressive
building. It really is. It goes on forever. But it is, you can see where the Victorians spent their money, I can tell you that. It's not new money. It's hundreds of years old. But it's a beautiful building. It really is.
Well, if you could send me an invite, I'd be delighted to come over.
Love to, yeah.
But also, maybe if you would agree that maybe in 6 months' time or something, you could maybe come back on again and we can check on progress.
Yeah, we can give you a lot more meat on the bone then.
Yeah. Great.
Like the flag, by the way.
Yes, I recognise that. did Lancashire win at cricket last night?
I don't know. I'm not a cricketing person, but I should know that sort of stuff, shouldn't I?
I saw it was on, but I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, look, thanks very much again for coming on, Simon. And as I say, if you're speaking to Ella and Ricky and so on, pass on my regards.
I will, definitely. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, then. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.